This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government has granted emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma. Health experts say the therapeutic needs more study before it can be celebrated, while the president calls the move a, quote, breakthrough, and one of his top health officials says it is promising. In an interview with ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says a number of people at the FDA don't see the same urgency as President Trump in finding treatments for COVID-19.
We want to wear belt and suspenders the way that some of these bureaucrats want to look at it. They want to do things the way they've always done it. This president is about cutting red tape. That's what the tweet was all about.
The president took to Twitter Saturday to criticize the FDA for making it difficult to test vaccines and therapeutics. The announcement came after White House officials complained there were politically motivated delays by the Food and Drug Administration in approving a vaccine and therapeutics for the disease. There are more than 807,000 COVID-19 deaths globally, with more than 176,000 of them in the United States, followed by Brazil with more than 114,000. The number of global infections is more than 23.3 million, with the U.S., Brazil, and India together making up more than half. The United States will ensure Israel retains a military advantage in the Middle East under any future U.S. arms deals with the United Arab Emirates, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday. Pompeo told reporters after a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, quote, "The United States has a legal requirement with respect to qualitative military edge. We will continue to honor that," end quote. A U.S. brokered deal on normalizing relations between Israel and the UAE was announced August 13th. This